The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we're breaking from tradition a little bit. And this is brought on because so many things have happened in history now with the people that we've fixed. Like, things have happened. Charges have been filed.
Right.
Like, podcasts have been recorded. There's been crazy shit going on.
Well, what has happened chiefly is the revelation of our magical powers.
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Say that we are going to remedy a wayward pop culture behemoth, then that behemoth is somehow remedied, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but many times by things happening that we have predicted on this very podcast.
Absolutely. And so who else to kind of go through what's been happening? None other than our Fixing Famous People correspondent, Rebecca Bregman.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take a sip of my Jesus juice.
You are our first two-time guest.
Wow.
You are the very first.
Wow. I'm honored. So from March 1st till now, you have predicted so many things that actually happened or have gone beyond.
And Rebecca, I'll tell you, in the instances when we didn't correctly predict the outcomes, we absolutely influenced them.
There can be no question. There's no question that these people are looking to you both for answers. Yeah. And I think that you know that. And I think that people are going to continue to look to this podcast for answers.
Yep.
How do you feel about having that much power?
We love it.
Great.
You can answer that for us. We love it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Question, would you consider doing the papacy, the Pope, Catholicism. Like, are you going to go that big? So maybe
the Catholic
Church would be like, yeah, okay, you're right. Maybe we do need women priests. Maybe we do need to let priests have sex. Do you think that is something you're ready to tackle?
I have tackled that. Okay. Sorry, okay. What was the question?
Okay. Okay. Once you fix the Catholic Church,
all bets are like, what else is there to do?
What else is there to fix?
Yeah, Catholic Church is too small. We should just fix religion.
Religion. Good luck.
Because we would solve war by fixing religion.
Yeah, well, you know that eventually the final episode, the series finale of this podcast will be us fixing Tom Cruise and effectively Scientology.
You think we just
hang up our hats and then we
and
ride off.
You know who your
guest
is going to be? It's going to be two guests.
One of them is Shelley Miscavige.
Shelley Miscavige. And the other one is Katie Holmes.
Yes.
Or Liam, or Leah Remini.
More realistically,
let's have
Sorry
Cruz on here.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
It's fun deciding who to fix. You know, it's sort of like, do we fix the Catholic Church or Don Lemon? What'll it
right,
be today?
Exactly.
Both equally weighty in our lives.
Yeah.
And truly,
Osama bin Laden, you know, or...
Megan Trainor.
Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
Megan Trainor.
Oh, Dom's been chomping at the bit to talk about Megan Trainor on this podcast.
Oh, I'm going to fix it.
He brings it up every time we record.
That is not a bad idea, actually, because she would literally listen to this podcast.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Are we getting the merch?
It's coming.
Merch?
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're also like, and not for nothing, like our guests now will correct themselves and say, that clitorally,
that's
like
literally.
you're the second person today to correct themselves.
That's it.
And our guest came on, we were doing one a few days ago and she came on. She's like, all right, Dominic, what's the circus pitch? I was like, how dare you / thank you for listening.
But Megan Trainor clitorally could use your help, should use your help, and will listen to you. So I do think she's ripe.
Here is the thing about Megan Trainor. I've worked with her once, just for a day. She could not have been a lovelier,
I bet.
Smart,
so nice.
Good time, very respectful. Mm-hmm. No, she was with her husband, who also could not have been nicer. It's just, I don't know why every one of her songs has to sound... They sound like commercial jingles. Yeah. Every single one of them. Every time she plays, what is that? What is her latest song?
Made you look.
It's a jingle.
It's a Mentos. It's a Mentos commercial.
It's unbelievable. I pulled my car over when the song was. I bought tampons at a gas station when I heard that song. It was utterly ridiculous.
Yeah,
there's subliminal messages.
Yeah,
my friend was like, "Oh, her new song's called Made You Look," and I went, "Did you?" Oh God. Okay. Well.
About that bass. Sorry, I can't.
Great song.
Great song.
I guess the first 10,000 times it was pretty catchy. Now it's something that should be played at Guantanamo with purpose.
Right.
You know, like just too much.
Oh my God.
Too much.
Okay, so we're all here. We're going to, I think we just run through it 1 through 10 and just kind of talk about what's going on in the dealio, you know?
Yep.
So, and just to be clear, we are here today not just to pat ourselves on the back, but Rebecca has joined us to give updates on the people we've tried to fix to see where are they now after this short amount of time after this podcast has affected their lives.
Yes. I literally think it should be called, I literally think that it should be called Where Are They Now?
Fine. Like, fine.
It should be.
Okay, so our first clients were Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yep.
Obviously, the king was just crowned in his coronation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Harry showed up. Meghan was...
He showed up for, 0.35 seconds?
Yes. Yeah.
He touched down, touched back up.
Didn't even talk to William at all, which I said when we were talking about it, like, the relationship is fractured forever, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're done. Like, they're over it. Like, it's done. Yeah.
And I think this might have been it. I mean, what will the next, the only, the next occasion for him to come back would be his father's death. Yeah, or someone.
That is true. Like, what is bigger than his father finally getting the throne after literally waiting in the wings for, 50 years?
I just saw a TikTok that a psychic said that King Charles was going to get bone cancer and pass. So it could happen
soon. That we know that to be true now, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. So so by the end of this calendar year is what you're saying. This is a story.
Yeah.
My only question with
we'll do a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever find out how Meghan gave him bone cancer? Because that's the only way he's getting bone cancer.
You're horrible.
That's the only way he's getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Dominic pitched a show where she basically remember the show Revenge on ABC? Yes. Basically, she does that to all of her enemies.
Yes.
Where she corners her sister in the handicap bathroom.
In the handicap stall at the mall. Yeah. We wire it up and she, that's what she does. She just gets to the bottom of it. She settles the scores.
Mm-hmm. That we've yet to see that unfold. I wanted them to do a show where they just teach Harry how to do household chores. Neither of these shows have come to fruition. It's a failure.
I think it's not too soon, honestly. I honestly think Dom's idea actually might be happening. We're just not seeing it.
We're not seeing it. It's not being filmed.
The bone cancer is what, that's why you said that, right? The bone cancer is the revenge.
That could be it, but there's definitely movement. I think maybe the wrong people heard it because a few weeks after I said it's time for her to go on this tour, the Markles all gathered for a recent joint interview. The dad and the daughter, and there's a Thomas Markle Jr., which no one is pointing out that his initials are TMJ, which is a jaw disease, which is also something I believe Meghan Markle gave to her brother because this is all part of the long game she's playing.
Mm-hmm.
She's America's Kamala Parker Bowles. That is real that the three of them got together for an interview. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Where they just are trashing her. And the dad cries and says, "What can I do to make this right before I die?" And, Meghan responds by really just brushing her eyebrows, I think was her response.
Chris, this is coming out soon. I am going to say, in solidarity, but with the writer's strike coming up, your idea might be
fit to print.
Number one on the list of a CBS and ABC and NBC. So those executives are definitely listening. So if you want to go back and listen to the original episode, then listen to this episode and then give Chris and Dom a little ring, ding, ding, and they'll work on your show. I think it actually could happen. So I'm giving this one 2 stars, okay?
This was not supposed to be an element of this episode.
Oh,
but
it
absolutely now is an element of this episode where you rate us on a 5-star scale and you just gave us 2.
2 stars. 2 stars.
Uh-huh. All right, let's move on to episode 2 where we tried to fix MTV. And we now find it 2 months later in absolute tatters.
it literally, in rebellion of our pitches, truly went the opposite direction and canceled the only part of MTV that we still liked, which was MTV News.
They're like, "We're done, skis. Goodbye." Yeah.
You don't like ridiculousness? Watch this, you pieces of fucking shit.
Well, my whole pitch, from what I remember, was to turn the entire network back into a pop culture 24/7 news. So they literally went in the opposite direction. They heard that idea and they were like, "God, that sounds horrible. We have to move as far away from that idea as possible."
They listened to the podcast and then they immediately fired everyone on Zoom succession style. So thanks.
We fixed it into oblivion. I mean, MTV still exists, but until Drag Race comes back on, I don't know that many people are going to be peeping it.
Well, I'm doing, I guess, half a star for this one, right?
I mean, if you even give it half.
I mean, I feel like we committed manslaughter.
You did.
It's the other thing is that is All Stars on Paramount Plus?
It is.
So, they're not even, they acquired Drag Race to then not even have All Stars there. Know what I'm
saying?
That
is correct.
What the fuck is that?
All those Drag Race deals are very much when the Marvel Universe splits up like Fantastic Four. And like, I don't understand. The international versions are on WoW.
Yeah.
It's very, I want to say it's a backroom deal. And I picture everyone in the back room in full drag.
It's
a competition, actually.
It's so funny because I feel like Drag Race is like a hot potato. It's now on its fourth network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like survived, but it's like everyone wants it, and then they don't want to actually like claim it. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like a gay man from the 80s,
yeah,
right?
Basically.
Bless.
Oh,
well,
to
fix MTV, I think. You just got to, combining MTV and VH1, like it cannot be its own channel anymore, right?
Yeah. It should just be called VH1.
VH1.
Yeah.
But what would you call it if you combine the two? Too hard, right? What was VH1?
Video hits. And it was the adult contemporary version.
It had like, it was like Peebo Bryson videos and.
Right.
Yeah.
When Peebo Bryson was, you know,
yeah,
Behind the Music was a turning point, right?
Yeah.
VH1 became super popular, and then it went through its Basketball Wives era.
That's right.
Which is what it is now, basically, right? And like Love and Hip Hop.
I think they should combine and just do a ton of like Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, and Behind the Musics and Fixed. So let's put that
on. Now that we said that, they're going to now like basically cancel all the VH1 shows.
Yeah.
So.
But they listen. I think they're listening because something like the thing is that what we're saying is everything has had some sort of movement. Things that you've talked about haven't stayed stagnant. There's like movement.
Correct.
So
with MTV news gone, that means we're all only going to have to get our news from E. I mean, where else do you look? So now I don't even have an opinion to balance it with.
Yeah.
Now it's just all E.
Yeah.
All the time.
There's not like. We have to do our own research.
Is Maria Menounos at all involved with E! News?
Maybe.
Is E! News even still a thing?
It sure is. Yeah, they have like a brand new nightly, like fancy nightly news show
I haven't
the A-listers go to.
I have not watched
You know what? I might start watching E! News now, and especially with the election coming up. I might just strictly stick with E! News instead of NBC.
I just don't know if I can do Maria Menounos, though. What I think I'll do is hold in like the size of a coaster just a photo of Judi Dench, which I will hold up whenever Maria Menounos reports.
Okay.
She's probably not even on that show.
She's probably not, but also
she's probably retired.
Can we make that merch as well so we can all do that?
The Maria Menounos coaster.
There should be Judi Dench merch for this show because
Judi Dench, like to put it up whenever there's somebody we don't want to see on our screen.
Well, Judi
that
Dench,
just says clitterally, right?
Judi Dench, clitterally, Behemoth comes up a lot as well. Uh-huh.
Speaking of behemoths, this is the next one. Is pretty. Yeah. We have a lot to unpack here again,
Mr. George. Santos, congressperson,
George Santos. What? Tell me, Chris, the pitches that were pitched.
I wanted George Santos to pull a Donald Trump and basically like unmask that everyone is lying in Congress and everyone is a fraud. Mm-hmm. And Dominic said that he should go on Big Brother and like other shows and Dominic's real pitch was. Dominic's pitch was he wanted there to be the unauthorized rusical, but it was all George Santos. So basically he was going to go on Drag Race.
Wait, but so that could be the crossover MTV.
Yeah, that's George how you Santos. Save MTV.
Oh God, I will not allow George Santos to save MTV. I will not.
Well, okay, so let's talk about what's happened to George Santos since we last left him.
Yeah. It's been
Been, I believe, 13 charges.
13 charges.
Okay, there's three main buckets of charges, they say. Yowza.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the second
wire
set of
fraud,
accusations.
Money laundering, it's theft
huge.
Of public funds, and then, of course, lying to Congress, or making false statements to Congress.
It's huge. But the thing is, it's definitely 13 charges to Big Brother Pipeline actually could happen. You know, 13 charges to the Rusical Pipeline, like all of this still could happen, you know?
Yeah.
It really could. because this is Jen Shah level of, you know, the minute Jen Shah's out of jail, she's going on Big Brother.
And if she isn't, she's a goddamn idiot.
Yeah, exactly. And I did see a lot of people on Twitter understanding the charges, because we've learned in the Housewives, you know, book of unlawful acts, what all these charges are,
and mean, and what they mean
up on them. We've gone to our Housewives law school to understand that, oh, Jen Shah did this. Well, yeah, she's in jail for what, 8 years, Jen Shah?
Yeah.
Yet another way that the Real Housewives franchise is enriching and educating the lives of people of all ages in our nation. Yes.
Teachable moment. It's a teachable moment. Yeah. And that is when I was like, okay, well, George Santos then also could be in jail for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, you know?
There's also like he has been charged with
looking fierce when they had did you see those photos
Never.
Of him?
Did
Never. You see the Heidi Fleiss photos of him?
Oh, when he's surrounded by the photographers.
Yes. Yeah.
He was serving a tiny bit in that photo. I will give him that. That'll be his legacy, but hopefully he has it on his wall in jail.
It was serving 1987 Michael Musto Village voice to me. Mm. No?
It was less than zero. It was Billionaire Boys Club. Yeah. It was that whole era. It was
that
all
whole
of it.
Era. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like, shame on me for saying that.
No,
but
image, whoever took that image, like they made him look like a star, which he very well may be if and when he gets out of jail or when he gets
unfortunately,
kicked out of Congress.
He's,
and he knows that. He's leaned into this whole, he's leaned into this character.
But that's so he's taking your advice in a way, which is lean into the celebrity, lean into the lies, lean in.
Because that's what he's taught by his very immediate
by his podcast, Fixing Famous People. He listened to it and he was like, when I'm outside the courtroom, he did say, these are lies. And then he was like, let me get my makeup on. Let me get photos taken of me because I'm absolutely going to be on television after this on a reality show. Yep. So he listened to this podcast. I'm giving this 3.5 stars.
Wow. Okay, we're back.
Wow.
I think he listened to your episode. He knew. He did flee. Yes, he did flee at one point because he couldn't answer all the questions. But that's just part of the act. That's just, you know, if he's on a Big Brother type show, he is strategizing like that. You know what I mean? And he's just learning.
But people don't actually know this. He didn't actually flee. He was actually on a regional tour playing the title role in Hello Dolly as Kitara Ravash.
I was
to face the music.
I was literally going to reference the musical Gypsy when her mom, when they say, make them beg for more and then don't give it to them. So that just proves to you how gay Dominic and I both are, because you're both going with musical theater references from the 1920s.
Well, you know, Barbara Streisand, drag, Old Pete King. That's where I was going. That's where I was going. Going to like Maria's Crisis, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Now, shall we move on to our next fixie, which was in Rebecca's episode, which is the Oscars. Now, I don't know what progress have the Oscars made. I don't think any yet, because it's sort of
It's a little too early to tell. You know, it's too close to call. What do they say? What do sports things say? Too close to call.
Yeah. And what were our pitches?
I wanted to be Oscars plus. Mm-hmm. And Dominic wants the top three movies. The top three grossing movies
should automatically be added. Right. Yeah.
You know what? With this writer's strike, we might get one or both of those, honestly, because they've got to do something. And we might, you know, they've got to do, because we don't know if, well, let's see how long the strike goes, you know?
Right.
We don't know. We'll see. I think I'm going to give this one, we're not starring this one, because you're right. This is a year-long fix.
Yeah, this is a year-long fix.
Just as an aside on the Met Gala with the carpet, I was thinking about both of you when I saw that carpet, and then I remember the champagne carpet.
But even with the cockroach that was on the Met Gala carpet, I still liked that better than the champagne carpet at the Oscars.
Okay.
We didn't even discuss the cockroach. That was the best part of the whole fucking thing.
We did it.
Oh, that's right. The cockroach. Do you think then a way to fix the Oscars is to have a cockroach carpet. Yes or no?
Or to have a Met Gala type red carpet where like there's an aqua,
like
ridiculous
a Colgate Aqua Fresh
things.
Carpet.
Or I'm saying like have people come in ridiculous costumes.
Oh.
But
okay,
listen, it's
okay.
not the
if that's,
Oscars
if that's
is
the thing.
It,
it's Hollywood's biggest night. Blah, 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 blah.
And but it's not like the Met Gala is pop culture's
Fun.
Biggest
yeah.
night. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
like the Met right. Gala mm-hmm. is like would mm-hmm. look down at the Oscars. Like yeah. everyone wants to go to the Met Gala, no matter who yeah. you are. Not yeah. so with the Oscars. You know, they don't, you yeah. know, greatness in cinema is not yeah. you're not gonna see unless you know, in rare occasions where there's crossover, but you won't see the Kardashians and Cardi B and Lil Nas X. They're
well,
not going to go
you
to
know,
the Oscars unless they have a nominated song.
Unless they, and Cardi B could. Cardi
she
B
could.
She could. She could and should.
Yeah. She could and should. She could and should. And that's a way to fix it. That's a way to fix it.
Actually, Cardi B know? Hosting is probably the way to
oh,
fix
that's
it.
That
a
is
a
the way to fix
great idea. Wait,
this is
hold
a great
on.
Idea. See,
hold
I knew it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Cardi B and
Oscars,
Megan Thee Stallion hosting the Oscars.
I can't.
Cardi B and say that again. Sorry, I was
Cardi
singing
B,
over you.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion hosting the Oscars.
I win.
That's
win.
Fun.
Win.
Sorry.
Win. Fun. Done. They're listening. They're listening. So
they are listening, and they probably think this is the only thing they can do, and they're in a panic about it.
Okay, when yeah. they host the Oscars, we're fucking putting this audio everywhere.
Oh, they're yeah. going to have to pay us. There's no, yeah. they cannot deny. No one else has thought of this idea.
What if we executive produce, we make them make us the executive producer of the Oscars? Thoughts?
We have to
sue. Would
do
it. Do
either of you have a good lawyer? We're going to have to just sue the shit out of them. And the
I
other
don't have
thing,
to carry gear or anything, do I? Just as long as I don't have to carry
no.
gear, I'll do it.
I do. You don't.
No, that's fine. Yeah, Rebecca and I will have to,
yeah.
still
yeah.
like, you know, lug some Pelican cases
yeah.
to the.
Yeah.
Chris, yeah. you should really kick off the next one because it yeah. was a subject I knew next to nothing about. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like what we have said here has led millions of young adults to, I believe, laminate their pubic hair. Is that what happened from that episode?
Yes.
So that's 4 stars as far as I'm uh-huh. fucking concerned.
No, it's 4.5 stars. Yeah.
We're speaking about Hailey Bieber.
And not Selena Gomez.
Not Selena Gomez. Right.
Our pitches, my pitch was that they were going to do a TikTok live together where they laminated their eyebrows in solidarity of each other to create a truce. And Dominic's pitch was that, his real pitch was that they were going to go off of Instagram and social media for good, which obviously was not the answer. But then his joke pitch was that Hailey Bieber was going to be murdered in a freak laminating eyebrows accident on Only Murders in the Building next season. Right. And we said, if you would have pitched that as a real one, you would have won.
It would have won.
Sadly,
yeah.
he did
yeah.
not.
And could happen still.
And the saddest part is that, again, Hailey Bieber didn't have to actually do anything because the way that it all subsided was that Selena Gomez put on her Instagram story, like, Hailey Bieber is telling me that people are giving her death threats. Please stop bullying her. And Selena Gomez herself, not at all in conjunction with Hailey Bieber, called off the dogs, which infuriates mm-hmm. me as a mm-hmm. Selena Gomez apologist.
Mm-hmm. You want to expand upon that?
Why does Selena have to do it? Why is this? Can't Hailey Bieber actually like?
Because the work of people of color never stops.
Stop. Oh my God.
They take on everything. They take on everything. I'm sorry, that white woman should have taken it on, and she did not. She did not.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, wait, how did so Hailey called Selena and said people are coming after
me? We are to assume.
Okay.
She doesn't elaborate. She just put up one Instagram story that said, "You guys, like, we need to stop. Like, you need to stop it. Like, we're done now." And squashed it.
Well, while you're saying this, I realized I'm not sure if I've ever heard Hailey Bieber
speak. No idea.
Right? Oh.
She could be here right now. I would have no idea who she was.
Is she me?
Are you her?
Do you think that maybe Ursula the Sea Witch took her uh-huh. voice so she could yes. come to the surface and marry Justin Bieber?
Yes. Honestly, maybe.
Yes, maybe. I just wrote, because I wrote a couple notes, you know, so I'd remember. I just wrote, just have a baby next to her name. just have a baby.
That would have been a good. Well, she would have pulled a Hilaria Baldwin, which is that. Is, are they the next?
That's
is Hilaria the next? No.
That's coming up.
But she. So I'm that's what give... we call. Wait, that's what we call in this industry having doing a Hilaria Baldwin.
Yeah, doing a Hilaria. That's actually a television term, is doing a Hilaria.
Having so a baby for sympathy.
What do we. Maybe this is a two star? A two starer?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
disappointed. I don't
I mean, this
li-
is
I
your voting
like
system.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one that's in control here. We have no
yeah, we're
idea.
Not. I can't. We
well,
can't
what,
judge.
What happened?
Your judging.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is that Selena heard this episode, and as a person of color, she was like, "I better fix this," and she fixed it herself because she's a boss babe. She's a bad bitch.
Okay,
and she said, "Okay, I got to do this myself." And Haley, voiceless Haley Baldwin, you know. Haley Baldwin, Haley Bieber, Haley Bieber.
I mean, it's also that. That's
it's what, also that. Yeah.
It's no, it's sad because it's like we even put and not Selena Gomez in our title, and yet Selena Gomez fixed the whole thing.
So who is Haley Bieber to Hilaria Baldwin? She's like a niece-in-law.
And
really,
you don't say that.
Yeah,
but you know, there's no blood between them.
Yes.
She could have sex with Hilaria and it not be incest, is what you're saying. Yes. That's
sure.
Right. Yeah, that's not incest. Yep.
That's disgusting.
That's how I do it. That's how I do it. Rebecca. Is this incest? My podcast
is this
incest?
With Rebecca Bregman.
And it's not. There's
it's
not even a
by
law.
23andMe.
Nowhere.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's move on to, you know, the most, the
this
most
could be
provocative. With, yeah, I mean, we could take the
like
blame
tomorrow.
For this.
This could be like,
by the time
this, is
this
our
airs,
biggest success. This is our biggest success
five
of them all.
Stars. Yeah. Five stars. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Scandoval.
Scandoval.
So Dominic pitched. What was your pitch, Dominic?
I think it was that Tom Sandoval posed for Playgirl, right?
No way.
No, it wasn't. I wish it was.
That was mine.
So I pitched that he should do a podcast and go on and tell his side of the story and like gave a big long explanation. And that's what he did. He went
that's
on Howie Mandel's podcast.
Right.
It was a I said it should be a podcast that is not Bravo like affiliated at all. So he can speak freely and not feel chained. And that's literally what he did.
Five stars. He and absolutely listens to this podcast.
I will tell you that I listened to the Howie Mandel podcast this morning in preparation for this episode. It was absolutely 100% the worst podcast I've ever listened to because they just start recording the microphones like in the room before anyone gets in the room. And then there's literally 10 minutes of Howie
like
Mandel
shuffling
being
papers?
Like, you sit here and then I'll sit here. And then I wish I was joking at all. You sit, and then
is
you
it
can
a bit?
Hear me, but you
is
don't
it
have
like
the
a
headphones
bit with
on.
Them?
I,
like they
I,
think
I don't
that's
know.
Part of the format. Like that's their thing. This
sure.
is what we do. We're,
why
we're
do I need to hear
it's
that?
Avant-garde.
And then they talk and then he does what he did to me on camera on to become my nemesis, which is like talk over people or be like, no, but this is this way or this is this. And like, he clearly has no idea who any of these people are on
right.
Rules. And it was the wildest thing I've ever seen. But Tom did share his truth.
Okay, he did.
So he did follow my
advice. Still allowed mm-hmm. you to produce him initially, and he stuck yeah. with that despite the mistreatment he was getting at the Howie Mandel experience. Yeah.
Correct.
And it's because his daughter, right? Howie's daughter?
The daughter interjects something? A lot, yeah. The daughter's on the podcast with
and
him.
She knows Vanderpump, though,
she
right?
knows them a lot. And like,
they're... But was there a lot of like, okay, well, 13 years ago... on Real Housewives, like, do they have to do that for him, for Howie, or he just had no idea?
No, not really. Like, okay. No. Thankfully, no.
Was Howie on Sandy's side?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, because he has no idea, right?
He was like, you're getting a lot of flack. Like, you're like, this is like not important enough to for people to be like going against you this much.
Yeah, so he has no yeah. idea.
P.S. Well, P.S. Mm-hmm. At the end of this episode, we will be hearing from the guest from that episode, Miss Erin Bagwell, on in
oh,
her
good.
Her okay. thoughts on the finale of Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Well,
so
five
stay
stars.
Tuned if you're a
stay
Vanderpump
tuned.
Fan.
Five stars only. Five stars. Five stars.
Our
that's amazing.
First real success, like truly, like unequivocally, like
success,
irrefutably. A success. Like,
we
like,
move
we
the fucking needle here. That's what yeah. we do.
Yeah.
Speaking of okay. needles, I mean, oh Gwyneth Paltrow, what to say about Gwyneth?
Gwyneth.
Speaking of needles.
I'm actually doing her diet right now. It's white. It's just white wine, right?
Yeah. No, that's Demi Lovato. Sorry.
It's wake up, have a squeeze of lemon, and then white wine. Okay.
No, she doesn't drink. You're thinking of California Sober, which is Demi Lovato's
California Sober,
diet.
Yes. Right, yeah.
Gwyneth drinks? There's no way she doesn't drink.
I yeah. don't, there's no, she doesn't eat bread. How does she drink alcohol?
She's
there's no
because
way.
Because she's a fucking liar.
Listen, I bet.
Because she's an absolute piece of shit liar.
When she rises in the morning, I believe she sits up like a vampire and you know, yeah. drinks a shot of absinthe before she gets yes. out of bed. That's what powers her.
Yeah. What, tell me your pitches again.
I pitched that she does nothing, which is what she's doing right now. And then mm-hmm. whenever he basically comes out of the woodwork to say that like he has no money now because he's paying her legal bills, that she mm-hmm. makes all the things like on Goop a dollar. And then when she gets right. the $300,000, she gives it to him.
And what was Dom's pitch?
I think that
she star in that they do a American Crime Story.
Yes!
And everyone but Gwyneth Paltrow plays Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. Like the Bob
like
Dylan.
Like the Bob Dylan movie. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So had the verdict been announced when this?
I Yes.
Because
it, the, yeah. It happened.
Right.
We
it
waited
happened.
On
the whisper,
purpose. We
yeah, the
waited.
Whisper.
We
yeah.
waited on purpose yeah. so that we could see the.
Tell
end
them
of
Gwyneth
it.
Paltrow said hello. Yes. Tell them Gwyneth right. Paltrow said it was me or,
yep.
or whatever.
Yep. Yes.
That's not what she said. But yeah. So she is. Okay. So let me see. How would I rate this? I guess
she's not doing much. She's kind of went
she's
quiet
not doing
since.
Much. She did go on Call Her Daddy and talk about fucking saying like was it Ben
oh,
Affleck
right.
was
what
the best
I
talk of her
about?
Life.
She did do that.
I she's, think no, so. Right?
It was, she said he was technically at good at yeah. fucking,
but fucking. Someone else was like more
her ex husband.
Chris
Martin. Right, right,
Martin. Yeah.
Yeah. You're
so
right.
So I'll give this.
She's
one.
Up to her usual stuff. Is basically
yeah,
what it's. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because then she also did that interview where she said that she just has lemon water and air and that's how she and everyone should. And that's how she, you know, looks so fantastic. And it's not her facelifts, et cetera, et cetera. So how about two and a half? I'm two and
okay,
a half star.
There will be a summer sports scandal from her yeah. for sure. Just yeah. like on the slope. She's going to
like pickleball spike someone with
something.
A pickleball.
She's going to beat someone with a badminton shuttlecock. Beat them
yeah.
to death.
Yeah. yeah. That would be great, honestly.
I've been waiting for about a half hour to say badminton shuttlecock. I don't know why I wanted to say it all day. I should have just said it at home. I didn't have to infect you.
No, you have to say it for the public. That's
no, but that's true. And like, what other? I'm trying to think of the other, like frisbee. Like she would throw a frisbee and it like chop someone's neck in half. Like
lawn darts.
Yeah,
lawn darts.
What is going to happen is croquet. Sorry, I just meant to say. I need to say croquet mallet. That just came into my head. Croquet mallet. Yeah.
Cornhole.
This is now a whole podcast
An
where we
ASMR
just say cornhole.
Podcast, yeah.
Cornhole.
Gwyneth Paltrow was cornholing on the beach and she threw it overhand and it went into my son's eye. He lost his eye. It popped out on the beach.
I'm honestly, truly surprised that the what was his name? Sanderson. That like yeah. the guy yeah. that she that like was in the yeah. lawsuit with her has yeah. not like already gone to the press to like just run her.
That's because I'm sure he had to sign something, and she was like, "Look, if you sign this document, I'll give you $20,000."
Seriously,
right?
He's
and
probably.
She's like, and if you don't, I will literally yeah. have you murdered. Yeah. Like I yeah. will have you sniped.
Literally, will have you clitterally murdered with. My clitoris, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, that's why they'd already arranged it. When she leaned over and said, I wish you well, and he was just mm-hmm. like, thanks. It's like, you know, if this person who just humiliated you on an international scale says, I wish you well, you turn around yeah. and you say, why don't you go fuck yourself, Neil? Yeah. But he didn't do that. He was just like, oh, thanks, because he knew. Because
he felt like
I'm going right to the airport.
A red laser beam on his forehead.
No, he's like, I'm going right to the airport, and I'm moving into the house in Bali that you bought me for.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's your dollar. Fuck
she,
off.
She actually said, "I wish you well," and put keys in his pocket that we didn't see. And yeah, now he's on a Thai island somewhere with some masseuses.
That's "I wish you well" is actually the security code for the home. Yes.
It's the password.
That she bought
him. When
I leave, I will tell you the password. And she gave it to the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they hide
won.
The most, you know, that you hide right in plain sight, you know.
That's yep. Exactly. Like, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Who is next? I just wrote. You tell, you say, and I'll
first,
tell you what I
our
just
first
wrote.
Bilingual episode.
Adios.
To Miss Ilaria Baldwin.
Ilaria Baldwin. Ilaria. I don't know what's happened to this one. What has there been any
well,
movement other than
wait,
well,
Rust
wait, Rebecca,
being
what did you
movie
write?
Again?
Rebecca,
I just
what
wrote
did you write?
Lap. I just wrote lap.
Lap. So, Dominic, you didn't see, I didn't send this to you.
You might have.
The
basically, it, did you text
okay,
me during Succession?
So, probably, yeah.
That's why I didn't see it.
You, P.S. Succession is, I'm struggling to get through the episodes. Like, it's, I'm like, what is the point of this now? I don't know. I know you both want to kill me, but like, I'm so done.
Why are you trying
I don't even know why I'm saying this either.
End
you're
this
like,
podcast.
You're, the, two big, you're the two biggest fans of the whole freaking show. Never mind. Anyway, moving right along.
I will say I'm glad that it's ending. I think this is the right season to
and
do
it. And then he absolutely knew that.
Yeah.
Like he absolutely wrote it to end like this. And it's fantastic. It's a play. We're watching 10 hours of a play. That's why.
Yep.
It's literally 10 hours of a play. Mm-hmm. It's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf meets Death of a Salesman meets Network meets blah. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
And I keep thinking, why isn't Shiv showing more? And then I realize every episode is only one day.
Yeah, it's been five days.
It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant.
I forgot to do this. Wait, you all need to just stand by for 1 second.
Okay.
He didn't hit record.
Is Hilaria Baldwin in his apartment?
Is he going to take a shit? Did he forget to take a shit before he hit record?
Is Alec Baldwin there? Did he make us presents?
Was he bringing in a cucumber as a
okay, so.
What is it?
I have.
Oh my God.
That I owned before this show came out.
Oh my God.
The exact same sweater that Shiv wears in the first like three episodes of the show.
Wow.
Oh,
it's from H&M.
Wait,
it is a men's sweater.
Wait, Chris, it's from H&M?
Hache and
Hache
Mache.
And,
and I feel like one of you needs to now own this sweater.
Okay, I'll take it. God. I'll be Shiv for Halloween.
You should.
I think you need to be Shiv for Halloween. It's a men's medium.
Yeah.
And like,
okay.
So you need this, Rebecca, right?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. That's that.
Okay.
That's pretty amazing.
So
back to
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
What were the pitches?
I said that it should be the Baldwinitos take Majorca, and they should do a reality show where Alec, the Baldwinitos, and Hilaria go to Spain and show the whole world that she's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dominic's was that she was going to bring people that were like grossly obsessed with other cultures to the culture and then bring them back home and be like, but you're white. Like to basically like right her wrong, but through other people.
No wonder I never win. Like it's like I'm listening to these back now and they are the dumbest ideas.
But they're hilarious.
They're hilarious. Also, I picked your Oscar pitch. So
yeah, you win a lot.
You did actually.
And what happened was they dropped charges, right?
They
for
dropped
Alec?
The charges on Alec.
And that day, why don't you go ahead and say what happened, Chris?
Ilaria posted a pic that was like, Alex sitting in a chair, and then she is like sitting in his lap like a baby.
Like a baby.
And he is was like cradling her like cradling a baby. Cradling her. And that was just like the picture that she posted.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
obviously, like, it was the shot heard around the world of like,
yeah.
People yeah. were like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Yeah. So.
So the door's wide open for the Baldwinitos take my orca.
Maybe that's a two. I'm going to go two stars. Two stars because I think she was feeling something. There was a lot of emotion there. I think that, you know, they're ripe. I think that we could do this in six more months. And yeah, here it is. You didn't see that, Dom?
I did see it. And when I looked at it, I sort of had some sort of...
he looks like Santa
Claus. Fan fiction moment where they were announcing that this whole time she was actually his daughter. To make the story more fucked yeah. up. He's like, well, now that I've gotten away with murdering someone, I'll yeah. tell you the other shit. Yeah. She is my child bride, my literal child bride.
Yeah, they were both on my podcast, Is This Incest? So thank you for bringing that back up. Mm-hmm. That's actually my Christmas card this year, that picture of them. It should
be our Christmas card.
It's Mary and Jesus.
Wait, Dom and I should do this picture, and you should be.
That would be great.
We should. Why are we not recreating this photo with the yeah. two of us, Dom? Unclear. Yeah.
Chris could be in your lap.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
because I'm so short. By the way, my head would literally rest on your knees as you're curled up in my lap.
We should be doing a photo series that's these photos. Like,
yes.
we already
like
have
we
our,
did
like,
with the Blythe one. Yeah.
With yes. Blythe and yeah. Gwyneth. We should and do one like Gwyneth. This. Like, we need yeah. to do pictures of us as all the people.
Yeah.
Let's say, so, I think we should.
Hilaria.
Do you want more?
Off Hilaria. The heat's off of her now, though. Because, like, the charges are dropped. Off. Like, they're kind of chilling now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which they're is good chilling, for her.
But wouldn't mind still a Spanish travelogue. You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not gonna ever go away. No. So she's the one that would be the hardest for us to claim influence over just because she'll do anything to stay in
yeah.
that sort of spotlight and she's gonna
no,
do
but
it.
But I Dom, think they're laying low. I think that for once they're like laying low a little bit now.
Dom, what was your favorite like 80s? Like what was your favorite old school Alec Baldwin movie?
I hate to be so mature about it, but I loved Glengarry Glen Ross. I don't know if you want to call that old school Alec Baldwin.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say when you were saying, you know, when you were watching him say "Always Be Closing," did you ever picture him in the future murdering somebody on set with a gun and marrying a woman who pretended she was Spanish?
Wow, I did not.
No,
not even
did I.
Not
I
even
just
a
never,
shade of that.
That never even like. Came into my mind, you know?
Let me ask you this question. No matter what Alec Baldwin movie I said, were you going to have an actual line just standing by? Are you
maybe.
AI? Like, that was
maybe.
Freakishly quick. Yeah.
Well, Rebecca has been dabbling with AI. She was putting it on her Instagram story the other day.
Rebecca is a robot.
I am. Would you like to play a game?
I was watching on a plane Notting Hill the other day and like completely mm-hmm. forgot that he's in it. And so whenever like there's just the surprise that she's like dating him and they're both movie
right.
stars, I
yeah.
screamed out loud on the plane. It was like, ah!
Oh my God.
Oh, yay.
Oh,
the next one, let's do it.
Probably the biggest success story in their own right since
yeah.
they were featured on Fixing
yeah.
Famous People,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
Mindy Kaling. So she has... not only leaned into the controversy of using a drug to lose mm-hmm. weight that should go mm-hmm. to people with actual illnesses, but she's now launched a fucking swimsuit mm-hmm. line. And mm-hmm. guess what? It's not for plus size people. Mm-hmm. No,
nope.
It's for Mindy Kaling size people. And
yes.
to that I say, work, bitch. I mean, just do,
hurrah.
Do what you gotta do.
Hurrah. I wrote Mindy Kaling. Doubling down. Is
oh yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes. It's sad because we should be upset about it, but we're not.
Yeah. Yeah. What were the pitches? Ozempic party?
Ozempic SNL parody commercial. And then Dominic said that she should play the whale. She should be in the remake of the whale.
That's the only way to redeem herself. She should be in the whale.
But I will say it's funny because in the photos for the swimsuits, she's giving you this face that's like, you fucking know that I know that you know that I know that you know. Like, do you know what
I mean?
What?
I'm giving this one 4 stars because she listened and she was like, mm-mm.
She's like, I can do better than this, actually. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
She's like, let me sign my Andy swimwear bathing suit contract. Mm-mm. Yeah, she was doubling down while she was listening to this. She knew.
And it's diabolical and I love it.
Love it.
And I again, I shouldn't. Like, on paper, I should not love that she did this, and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It's very sitcom-y. It's very cartoon villain-like.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also, I mean, I'm sure this is why she was doing Ozempic, because she knew that there was going to be, or there was, a swimsuit campaign, but it's so PR, like, dripping with PR. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, fantastic. But I love it. That's why I like
love
it.
That's what I mean. I love it. I love people doing the work. People like, you know, knowing that they have to turn this around, knowing. I love it.
Shall we move on to the next victim?
Yes.
Wendy Williams.
Well, this is our last one.
This is our next and last is Wendy Williams.
I have a follow-up about another guest after this.
Okay.
So another fixing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's allowed.
Okay. Tell us, so what is, why did we have to fix Wendy and what were the pitches?
Well, Wendy, we don't know if Wendy's okay. Mm-hmm. And we all want her to be okay, but we don't know.
I wrote, Wendy is dead.
Yeah, no, I said we don't know if she's alive or not. And she hasn't been popped. As far as I'm, no. And if she has, when she is cited on TikTok, I am immediately sent it by either Hassan or our friend Eric.
Okay.
So if she was surfacing on TikTok, I would know about it.
Yeah.
So she could be dead. I hope not.
Yeah.
My pitch was she needed to do an Instagram live that was just Hot Topics. Yeah. And that could be in a Duane Reade. That could
she
be.
She really should.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Going down the aisle of a CVS. Like
just wherever we can get her. Like,
the
I don't.
The Depends aisle of CVS and just doing Hot Topics, right?
At the DMV. Anything that she needs. Yeah. Getting her hair colored. Whatever she's doing. Like, just doing a Hot Topics live on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Dominic's was.
I wanted her to host The Bachelorette. She
also
makes
great.
All the choices of
also
who's
great.
Going home for the
yeah. She
for
makes
the
choices for the people.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna and so we just don't know where she is. So I'm giving this 6 stars because she could be doing any one of these things. We just don't know, right?
Wait, I thought 5 was the max. We're getting
For Wendy, it's 6.
And it's weird because we're not even successful at it, and you're giving us 6 stars.
No, because I think it could in the multiverse, this could be happening. Yeah.
The smile she gave us after she said multiverse was insane.
Does Wendy Williams look like Judi Dench in the multiverse? Is my question.
She does in yours.
Right. Yes. I was watching something on the internet, on the socials, and it was a woman. I know who it was, but it looked just like Wendy Williams. Tina Knowles? That's Beyonce's mom, right?
Right.
She was being lifted. She was accidentally sitting in the floor seats for one of Beyonce's European tour concerts.
Okay.
And medics came and picked her up like a, instead of just having her leave, like walk through the people to go down and go back to the backstage, they had medics come and pick her up like she was injured. And I was like, for a second, I was like, is that Wendy Williams at a Beyonce concert being medicked out? You know?
I mean, I think we might have just broken some news here on this podcast. Yeah. Wendy Williams is Beyonce Knowles' mother. Is basically what you've said.
Yeah, wait, that's what I've said.
Tina Knowles was at the concert and she was being medevaced out of the...
Yeah.
Because she was ill or because she just didn't want to walk through the crowd?
No, I think she was accidentally sitting... In a section, she should have been backstage, and she was accidentally
she called 911. I don't even understand. Like, that seems extreme, even for a Knowles.
I'm gonna find this TikTok, but she was basically like, "Get me the fuck out! These human garbage people are sitting next to me.
I need a police escort back to my level."
She's like, "No! Get me backstage!" And the people wearing like the medic vest came and scooped her up and hoisted her over the barrier And I thought for a second, could also be Wendy Williams, you know? So thoughts, prayers, you know, T's and P's. Yeah. T's and P's always to Tina and Wendy.
Oh, my God.
So my, we'll wrap it up, obviously. So sorry, but.
No apologies necessary.
When I was listening to the Demi Lovato episode, why did I think that she actually had a show like on Travel Channel or a streamer about UFOs? Is that not true?
No, she was on, I believe it was Kesha's.
Oh, it's Kesha
like,
that has
ghost hunting show.
Yes. Okay.
And she was singing to the ghosts. I didn't even bring this up to Domina because we were already like so fragile and like out of our minds that if I said this to him in that moment, he would absolutely short circuit. And so I like we weren't able to handle that. But in I believe it's on Kesha's ghost hunting show.
That's right.
Demi Lovato's like, right, I see UFOs all the time. So ghosts are the same thing. So like obviously I should come on your show. And then they go in this haunted house place, question mark. And Demi Lovato starts singing to the ghost.
Was it a Demi Lovato?
I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass. That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
But Dom's saying she clearly saw a UFO last week or whatever
she
it was.
She did.
I was like dying.
She did. I did not know what that, I did not know what, this thing about the singing to the ghost is now the other half of my evening that I won't sleep because I'll have to watch
it. I can find it really quick. Okay. If you Google Demi Lovato singing to ghosts, it'll
I didn't know what you were going to say. I thought it was going to be like, and by the way, did you know that Demi Lovato was also the monster in Cloverfield? Like that's something like that. But singing to the ghosts is so much worse to me.
I need to know what song, please, please, please.
Wait, should we just, let me just play it. Hold on. Yeah. Demi Lovato singing to ghosts. Yep, here we go. Oh, Demi sings Skyscraper to an extraterrestrial entity. Oh no, it's her own show.
Right. Is it?
This is, how did we fuck up this badly? This should be its own. We need to fix that show.
Unidentified with Demi Lovato, streaming now on Peacock.
Yes, I knew it. I'm sorry. I should have said something before. I should have said something before. The IMDb blurb about the show is Demi Lovato, their skeptical best friend Matthew, and their sister Dallas attempt to uncover the truth about the USO phenomena.
I don't understand. Is her therapist off camera? What's happening to her?
I don't think so.
Who's letting her do this?
I think that's why.
Wait, Seth Matthews? Seth Meyers was on an episode of this. Seth Meyers. Wait. Okay. I thought there was a show. I'm really sorry. I should have told you. I should have said something. I feel.
No, it's fine. You're telling us now.
As long as I have someone to blame.
Okay. Blame me. Should we wrap up? Should we wrap up?
I mean, Dominic is like on another level right now.
What do you mean?
No, just like knowing that this ghost show exists. I knew that you were like, I knew it was.
We're going to have to dive deeper into it once I actually watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to say that I think you're doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
And
Z News works. Thank you.
Z News work. And I think, you know, we're on level Thetan of this podcast and we can go. Whatever the highest Thetan level is, we can get there. And you're getting there. And I think once we bleepy bloopy bloppy, is that what Scientology is? We like
you know that Tom Cruise is Xenu. We've covered this on this podcast.
Yes,
before.
Yes. I think PR people are listening. I think agents are listening. I think managers are listening. I think entertainment lawyers are listening. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is listening. Jill Biden is listening. I think Joe Rogan is nervous. Joe Rogan's very nervous. And I think just continue to try to fix people. And, you know, it's like a clock is right twice a day. You don't get a shot. You don't shoot or whatever Wayne Gretzky said. Right. Like you're doing it, you know. So I want to congratulate you. And I think 5 stars all around for effort, you know. 5 stars for
effort. Thank you so much.
Rebecca, call your sponsor. This is just what's happening with you right now.
Call your sponsor.
Tina Knowles?
Wendy Knowles.
You need to call 911 to get yourself out of your own house.
I need another drink. Someone can call 911, have someone go to the fridge for you.
Please, I need my Chardonnay.
Dear God, we love
Rebecca,
you to death.
We love you, which is why you're here a second time, and we cannot wait for the third.
This is honestly a fourth love and a listening fifth. To this podcast, and it's a delight, and everyone should be listening. And you know what I always say: fuck them if they're not. So
yeah.
Well, thank you for your support. Thanks for recapping these episodes with us.
Thank you so much.
And as always, where's Shelly?
Wait, we're not done. We got to find. Wait, we haven't. We didn't ask Rebecca how people can find her.
Oh. People can find me by watching television. Please just watch TV. Please watch shows on Discovery ID. And please watch the shows that Chris and Dom produce. Please just continue to watch unscripted television to keep us employed. Okay. And that's how you can find me.
Was really looking more for your home address to be broadcast. Okay. But sure, if you just say watch television, then we'll find you there.
Well, they I'm can in connect the screen. To her. They can connect to her through the ghost that's talking to Demi Lovato.
Rebecca
just
is
sing
who
Demi Lovato
Demi
song in your living room with the lights off, and you'll be able to contact Rebecca.
Just find me in the white pages.
Dominic, where can people find you?
They can find me at my website, dominterry.com, which links to all my socials at Dominic Pupa, and I am doing a pride show at the Cutting Room in New York on June 16th and 22nd. Tickets on my website or thecuttingroomnyc.com. Hope you can come.
And you can find me at the show on June 22nd.
Yes. As well as myself.
So you can find me.
Woo! Yeah.
You don't have to sing to a ghost to find Rebecca on June 22nd because you know where she'll be. You guys can find me at The Krista Rosa. Please rate and review the show and write in your review who you want to fix next. Rebecca, thank you for being here. Obviously, let's say it together. Where's
Shelly?
And now, Miss Erin Bagwell to react to the new episodes of Vanderpump Rules.
There are days in every person's life when the stars align. You wake up and everything is magical. The weather is perfect. Your hair falls in just the right place. And that sexy, unique feeling is rushing through you on a cellular level. But last night's Vanderpump Rules finale blew that feeling out of the water. It was that exceptional. As fresh and as garbage-ridden as an appearance by the Sir Alley herself. Perfect episode. 10 out of 10. There was James Kennedy prank phone calling Raquel. Sandoval dry heaving in LVP's curtains. Sheena giving us scientific nail evidence. And Katie introducing us to her lesbian leather jacket era. Girl, I'm here for it. The episode was as satisfying as the first bite of a warm goat cheese ball. And as smooth as a glass of Vanderpump Rosé. As my friend and Hollywood film critic Diana Matthews says, not a frame was wasted. But what I really want to focus on is Ariana. Ariana fucking Maddox. Are you kidding me? A name that'll go down in history next to the likes of Gloria Steinem, Malala, and Ramona Singer. There was never a more beautiful moment in television history than when she laid into Sandoval in the opening scenes. She got to say all the words we've ever wanted to say to someone who has betrayed us. And more than that, she was poised, vulnerable, and sure of herself. I was riveted. I was shaken. I was inspired. I'm still processing how healing it was to watch a stupid man get what he deserves. In a world where rapists can be president and drag queens are criminals, last night, the American people were served an ice-cold pumptini of justice. But I will say, the most surprising moment of the night for me was after the episode, when Ariana strolled onto our Watch What Happens live screens. It gave me shivers, and I'm not kidding, I burst into tears. For Ariana, for Andy, for the sandwiches, for all of us. For Ariana to have endured the death of her dog, the death of her grandmother, and the death of a decade-long relationship, plus the betrayal of one of her friends on TV, no less, and then to be able to see her as an audience months later, not crumbled or broken, but glowing so bright it would scorch any worm with a mustache. Ariana is the beacon of hope we didn't know we needed. She is a hero. She's my new president. She's everything, as Kenya Moore says. She is the moment. I am so here for this woman. I'm so rooting for her. And I can't wait to see the reunion. I'm Erin Bagwell, self-appointed Vanderpump Rules correspondent for Fixing Famous People. A mom, a filmmaker, a podcaster, and deeply indebted to Chris and Dom. Thank you so much for your time. Where's Shelley?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.